When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, dear friends, you know that we have often turned to this scripture, 1 John, 3rd chapter and the 8th verse. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. There are various aspects of these works of the devil manifest today. I do not know the variety of beliefs, the variety of fads that are going around. Some of these thoughts that are proclaimed and people get excited about them. One used to hear of that hodgepodge, which was called New Age. They have already found it to be as old as the devil. Certainly they have no right to call it New Age. It has ushered in nothing but fresh confusion. Now listen, some of these things, I wish we could encounter them with the same kind of attitude with which Elijah encountered them. You know, as he sat and told these priests of Baal, probably he is out hunting or he's peradventure he sleepeth. So you better shout a little more loudly. Well, you know, with such a challenge before him, that Elijah could have such composure and assurance. Boy, I wish I would have that certainty. Mark you, in a smaller measure, we have got to encounter various challenges, and I constantly encounter them. And the demons do test us out, you know. They want to see if the preacher has guts. Sometimes they would almost come to threaten the preacher. Well, one has to stand their ground. Especially we stand upon the blood and promises of God. The blood of Jesus and the promises of God. And therefore we have nothing to be afraid. But, you know, constantly this is taking place. And what gives me a lot of concern today is that there is such good preaching in many places where the fellowship has centers. And godly people who fast and pray and preach. And in certain places on Sunday, our 1 hour broadcast is heard by so many, I don't know how many million, in their own language. And you see, every region requires a particular emphasis. South America, Guyana, where I was recently. We are trying to impact that whole nation, small nation. And there are works of darkness there, and somebody was writing to the press, this kind of preaching or whatever is designed to overthrow our traditions. What traditions? Heathen traditions, where diabolical works are made use of to even control politicians and the politics of a nation. In most of the areas where some work began, hammer stroke upon hammer stroke is required to drive one nail into a required place. So the word of God needs to be proclaimed. It's the word of God which does it. The Lord Jesus Christ warned us that the birds of the air, meaning the demons, the devil, immediately carries away the word that was sown in the heart. It is a serious symptom, very serious symptom. If the message which was received on Sunday morning or whenever did not impact the life, correct error, and put our feet upon non-slippery ground, if that does not take place, what is it but just an intellectual, philosophical talk? What's the good of that? Anything which is prescribed by God's word will surely be effective. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. You know, some people do not even know that they should be open, that they should confess their sins. And they simply think they are believers just because they joined a church. Now, this is shocking, you know. And generally, pastors say, oh, you're 13 years, you're 12, you're 15, you better be baptized. You see, an intellectual perception in itself is not enough. That's not regeneration. That is why today's churches are full of people who subscribe to the truth, who say, yes, yes, that's so. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is so. They'll walk out of the church and speak 10 lies. What do you mean? That's a lying spirit. That's not the Holy Spirit. A woman said to me recently, she said, I speak in tongues and also pray with my understanding. I said, all right, but the Bible tells us, try the spirits whether they are of God. Try the spirits. She said something, and after I have spoken in tongues, I feel so drained and powerless. I said, there's something wrong there. That's not God's spirit. That's not God's spirit. And then she added, well, there is no peace either. Now, that's not God's spirit. I said, Jesus said, my peace give I unto you. Now, how many people today are just carried away by just this wave of emotion? And they feel satisfied. And of course, you can fill a whole church with such people, but you are going to change nothing. Is it not alarming that the divorces within the church seem now to have exceeded the divorces outside the church? Now, that's terrible. How can you call the Church of Jesus Christ? You call it by some other name. Some pastors were driving me to a meeting, and one of them said, well, I heard a speaker say If your wife leaves you, then look around in the church for some pretty person and marry her. I said, was that man preaching what Jesus preached? And what right has anybody to preach what Jesus did not preach? Oh my, things have gotten so disorderly. No discipline. Christians without discipline. I can't understand this. No discipline. My brother who is in heaven now, Francis, when he was going to one of those cities which is renowned for its computer expertise, I wondered, how much can Francis do? He was a musician. He was an excellent pianist and choir master. Of course, there's a very good musician. People are attracted. But I said in my heart, what can he do there? It is a tall order. That city where I had preached, I knew that it was the powers of darkness were very strong there. But God brought him soon to the recognition that he needed much prayer and his music was not going to accomplish anything. Well, he insisted that people should come on time to the prayer meetings. You know, a phenomenal thing. Prayer meeting. He began to focus on the prayer meeting. Folks, he was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Let us pray. Gracious Father, what Lilliputians we seem to be. Spiritual dwarfs, myself included. How little we are doing to destroy these works of darkness. Forgive us, Lord, forgive us. Let our trust be in you and in your word. Please, Father, speak to this nation. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.